This is KUT. If you're a renter in Texas, there's probably a clause in your lease you haven't noticed. It comes into play if you fail to pay your rent. KUT's Saida Hassan explains your landlord may have the right to come into your home and take your personal belongings.
It's called a landlord's lien. In Texas, the process is authorized by state law as a way to recoup unpaid rent. But it's not as simple as a landlord walking into a tenant's apartment and taking whatever they want. There are really specific guidelines for how landlords can enforce a lien. Fred Fuchs is an attorney with Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid.
A landlord's lien is a provision in a lease agreement that has to be underlined or in bold print in order to be enforced.
Fuchs says a landlord can only take a tenant's property in exchange for unpaid rent, not past due utilities, maintenance, or other costs. There are also restrictions on what exactly a landlord can take. For example, they can't take a tenant's clothing, food, medicine, or family portraits, but they can take TVs, musical instruments, and furniture, with some exceptions. Fuchs has worked on a number of these cases over the years. He says tenants are usually surprised to learn their landlord has this right, that is, until they have to deal with it firsthand. Still, Fuchs says liens are typically not the first option landlords go to secure payment.
It's just a better practice and better for tenant relations if a landlord does not use the practice, because there are other effective remedies, primarily trying to get the tenant into the office to talk about the rent and then using the eviction process, where a third party, a judge, can determine whether the tenant is in default.
To invoke a landlord's lien, you don't need a judge. Because the rules are so specific, though, there's a lot of room for error. Landlords may take things they're not supposed to, or they may not leave the required written notice that they took something. In those cases, tenants have some recourse. Juliana Gonzalez is executive director of the Austin Tenants Council.
And the tenant can get damages. They'll obviously get back the property that was seized if it hasn't been sold yet. And they'll get the proceeds of anything that has been sold. And then they can also get a financial amount of 1 month's rent or $500, whichever is larger, as well as attorney's fees.
Gonzalez says it's common for the Austin Tenants Council to see landlords lien cases that are not executed properly.
Oftentimes, landlords know that they have the right to pursue unpaid rent, but they don't necessarily know the precisely right process to pursue that unpaid rent. And so at times they may be violating the law or violating tenants' rights.
Gonzalez thinks the state's landlord's lien law, which went into effect in the 1980s, is outdated. For example, today landlords can still take people's phones and computers. However, the state law was initially designed to keep landlords from seizing things that are essential to someone's life or work. Saida Hassan, KUT News.